it's time to meet our mascots. We have our boy Rascal and his new lady friend, Rosie, who's dressed as a princess. Unfortunately, Westchester Medical Center is the official healthcare provider. I'm your host, Bobby Ray Dean. Our mascots are now in the house.
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that! That ball almost went through the ring light! A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back out to Heritage Financial Park in Wappingers Falls, New York. And game three of our six-game road trip between your Brooklyn Cyclones and the homestanding Hudson Valley Renegades. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 7:05 scheduled first pitch tonight. Cyclones looking to bounce back after a tough loss yesterday afternoon. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley in a back-and-forth game. Renegades jumped out to a 2-0 lead. And then Brooklyn tied it up, took the lead in the sixth. Stanley Consuegra, a pair of home runs in the middle innings last night for Brooklyn. Cyclones jumped in front again in the eighth on a sack fly by William Lugo, but Hudson Valley, a three-run, two-out rally in the bottom of the inning. After a two-out fielding error, a go-ahead two-run double by Rafael Flores, an additional RBI single from Alexander Vargas gave the Renegades a 6-2-4 victory. So the Cyclones will have another chance to get back at 500 with a win tonight, and they have one of the hottest pitchers in all of minor league baseball on the bump. It is the right-hander Blade Tidwell, who will toe the slab today for the Cyclones, has won six consecutive decisions dating back to his start here at Heritage Financial Park on the 17th of May. Tidwell, the most strikeouts in minor league baseball over his last 10 starts, 76 of them. Only Drew Thorpe of Hudson Valley is in the vicinity. He'll start on Saturday for the Renegades, two strikeouts behind Tidwell. So Blade, the Mets' top pitching prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, will take the hill tonight for Brooklyn. For Hudson Valley, it'll be the right-hander Zach Messenger looking to bounce back. He has struggled as of late, has solid numbers on the year, a 1-7 record, though, a 3.8 ERA, but his last four appearances, three starts, an ERA of 8, and has allowed 8 home runs in his last 18 innings, all this starting with a outing against Brooklyn on June the 23rd, in which he was chased after three innings on the bump. Do have some roster movement to update you on. Jace Beck reinstated from the temporarily inactive list. He is active and with the team tonight in the Brooklyn bullpen. Hudson Valley also making a couple of moves prior to yesterday's game, sending the right-hander Nick Pachoric and another right-hander to the 60-day season-ending IL. We'll take a break. When we come back here on the pregame show, we'll take you through today's starting lineups and continue getting you ready for first pitch, Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, Yankees and Mets, and South Atlantic League Baseball coming your way in just a matter of moments on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday, July 23rd at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Here in Wappingers Falls, Cyclones and Renegades getting ready for game three of six. First pitch just around the bend. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for your Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their manager, Chris Newell. Leading off in center field tonight is Alex Ramirez. Kevin Parada had a couple of base hits yesterday. He'll be behind the plate. In the two slot, William Lugo drove in two of Brooklyn's four runs. He'll be at shortstop today after making the first two starts of the series at third. He's in the three slot. Stanley Consuegra, first career multi-home run game last night. He'll bat fourth and be in right field. DeAndre Smith had off yesterday. He bats fifth at second. Chase Estep over at first base is in the sixth slot. Mateo Gill homered on Tuesday night. He'll bat seventh and make his first start of the series at third base. Cesar Ribesi is the DH tonight. He hits eighth. And Ryland Thomas, who had off yesterday after hitting his first Cyclones home run on Tuesday, will bat ninth and be in left field with the right-hander Blake Tidwell on the bump today for Brooklyn. Tidwell standing with a 6-3 record, along with a 3.45 ERA. Taking a look at the Renegades starting lineup put together by their manager. That is Sergio Santos. Spencer Jones has homered in each of the first two games of this series. He'll lead off and be in center. Alexander Vargas had an RBI and a triple yesterday. He bats second and plays shortstop. Augustin Ramirez back behind the plate tonight. He is in the three spot. Christopher Familia will clean up and DH after having a day off yesterday. Spencer Henson was off yesterday as well. He'll bat fifth and be at first base. Grant Richardson, left fielder, is in the six hole. Aldenny Sanchez bats seventh and mans right field today for the Gades. Eduardo Torrealba, a franchise leader in hits and games played, will bat eighth and be at third base. And making his first appearance in the series is Luis Santos. He bats ninth and will be at second with the right-hander Zach Messenger. 1-7, a 3.8 ERA on the hill. Brooklyn coming into play tonight at 14-6 in the half, 42-43 overall. Hudson Valley 10-10 in the half, 49-37 overall this season. Brooklyn coming into play today a half game ahead of Aberdeen in the second half North Division standings. Hudson Valley currently in third place, four games back of the Cyclones. Cyclones 6.5 games back of Hudson Valley for the best overall record in the North this year. Then in the South, Hickory a 3.5 game lead over second place Bowling Green and 5.5 up on third place Greenville and Rome. Brooklyn a 1.5 back of the Crawdads for the best record in the South Atlantic League's second half this campaign. Right now here in Wappingers Falls, sun shining, 84 degrees. Humidity is down a tad from the last 2 days. Real feel right at 84 as well. 5 mile per hour wind gusts to the South American flag out in right center, currently at a standstill. Do have some relatively breaking news to share with you, at least in terms of Cyclones land. We mentioned in our opening segment tonight that Jace Beck reinstated from the temporarily inactive list, but another former Cyclone is making his way to the big leagues, and he'll be the first one this year to make his debut, not in a Mets uniform. Already seen Josh Walker, Grant Hartwig come up, make their debuts this year for the Mets, but it'll be the Mets-hated rivals that call up the latest Cyclone. We'll provide more information a little bit later, but Alan Winans, who made 12 relief appearances for Brooklyn in 2021, former draftee of the Mets out of Campbell University in North Carolina, he will be called up from AAA Gwinnett by the Braves this weekend, expected to make his major league debut on Saturday against Milwaukee. That first reported by Bob Nightingale of USA Today. Waiting for the Renegades to take the field here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Third game of this six-game series. As the Renegades getting ready to be introduced to the hometown crowd. And while they do that, let's step aside for a few moments. When we come back, we'll have first pitch for you. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. Game number 3 of 6. Brooklyn trying to get back at 500 and take 2 of the first 3 in this six-game series. When we come back, first pitch. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday, July 23rd at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Thank you so much, Keith. Welcome back out to Maimonides Park. A little bit of a different backdrop scenery-wise. It's instead of the amusement park rides. Got bevy of trees located behind the outfield wall here on the foothills of Bear Mountain in Wappingers Falls, New York. Justin Rock with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Getting you ready for first pitch tonight as Brooklyn looking to get back in the win column after a frustrating loss last night at the hands of the Renegades, a 6-4 loss. Zach Messenger warming up on the mound to look at the Brooklyn lineup he'll face. Quick run through Ramirez, Parada, Lugo, Consuegra, Smith, and Estep, Gil, Berbessi, and Thomas, the Cyclones starting nine. Messenger on the bump tonight, 6'6", 240 pounds, 23 years old from Chandler, Indiana, will turn 24 in October, was the Yankees' 13th round pick 2 years ago out of the University of Virginia, making his 16th appearance and 15th start, 1-7, a 3.8 ERA, 67 hits in 73 and a third innings. 37 walks and 89 strikeouts. Messenger last pitched on Friday against Bowling Green, took the loss, gave up 7 runs for the second straight start. Only 4 were earned. 5 hits and 4 2/3 innings. Did hit a batter, walked 3, struck out 4. As Messenger, as he mentioned in the pregame show, last 4 outings, 3 starts. A 1-3 record, but an ERA of 8, and has allowed 8 home runs in his last 18 innings. Alex Ramirez will lead things off for Brooklyn in the top half of the first inning. Ramirez ready, so is Messenger. The windup, our first pitch of the night, is a fastball up and away at 92, and we are underway at 7:09 Eastern Time. So a few minutes behind schedule tonight. The 1-0 to Alex, foul back, and the count evens at 1-1. Ramirez hitting at 228, 5 homers, 37 RBIs, a 655 OPS. The 1-1, and Ramirez reaches and dunks one shallow center out the second baseman, Santos, and above his head makes the catch on the outfield turf, and there is one away in the top half of the opening inning. One away for Kevin Parada. Parada 2-for-4 last night as the DH. Hitting at 276, 10 homers, 35 RBIs. 12 game on base streak dating back to the second of the month. Messenger from the first base side. First pitch to Parada. Is a fastball across at 90. It is 0-1. Defensively behind Messenger this evening, left to right in the outfield, Grant Richardson, Spencer Jones, and Aldenny Sanchez. The 0-1, and Parada late on the fastball. It's 0-2. Third to first around the infield, Eduardo Torrealba, Alexander Vargas, Luis Santos, and Spencer Henson. Righty at the belt. The 0-2 pitch. Parada fights it back off the hands. It stays 0-2. Augustine Ramirez doing the catching behind the plate tonight. For the Renegades, Parada stands behind or at the back of the righty batter's box and gets jammed, pops it up third base way. This one headed towards the seats. And it remains at no balls and 2 strikes. Lights on here at the stadium. Not much effect just yet. Right now here in Wappingers Falls, relatively cool evening, at least in terms of the last 2 days. This hit on the ground at third. Softly hit coming on is Torrealba. And he makes the play on to first. There are 2 away. So 2 out in the top half of the first. Brings up the shortstop, William Lugo. Lugo hitless yesterday, but did drive in a couple of runs on a pair of sacrifice flies, hitting at 223 in 62 games. First pitch to Lugo, high and tight. He pulls his hands out of the way. One ball and no strikes. Lugo, 8 homers, 30 RBIs. 0 for 6 so far in the series. The 1-0, and Lugo rips it in the air to center. Back goes Jones in front of the warning track, slows down and makes the catch to retire the side. So Lugo gives it a ride with a ballpark just barely big enough to hold it as Messenger works a 10 pitch. 1-2-3, top half of the first. We are through a half an inning. Brooklyn nothing, Renegades coming to bat on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Blake Tidwell on the mound tonight for the Cyclones. Quick run through the Hudson Valley lineup. He'll face Jones, Vargas, Ramirez, Familia, Henson, Richardson, Sanchez, Torre Alba, and Santos. Tidwell on the bump, standing at 6'4", 207 pounds, 22 years old, from Loretto, Tennessee, making his 16th start. 6-3, a 3.45 ERA, 49 hits. In 70 and a third innings. His first pitch tonight to Spencer Jones. A fastball up and away at 94. And the count 1-0. 40 walks, 103 strikeouts for Tidwell coming into play tonight. The 1-0 sails up and away. And the count 2-0 on the leadoff batter Jones. Jones in yesterday's game, 1-for-4 with the game-tying home run in the sixth. The 2-0 and a fastball inside. And Jones ahead, 3 balls and no strikes. Tidwell frustrated at the no strike call there by the home plate umpire. Umpire and crew tonight behind the plate. It is Brian Laws. As Jones takes a strike, it's 3-1. Elliot Melton is on the bases. Jones hitting at 267, 12 home runs, 43 runs batted in. The 3-1, and Jones off the hands out of play. And it's full at 3-2. Jones has reached in at 12 straight, dating back to the 29th of June. A 905 OPS in that span. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball up and away for ball four. And Jones is on with a leadoff walk. So make that 13 straight games in which Jones has reached 11 walks to 10 strikeouts in that span. And there is one on, nobody out. Jones, the game's first base runner, or Alexander Vargas. Vargas, 1-for-4 yesterday. Did drive in a run in the eighth inning. The switch hitter hits a bouncer past the mound, charging into DeAndre Smith, throws on the move in time to get Vargas. No chance to get Jones, who advances 90 feet to second base. So a man at second and one out. For the catcher, Augustine Ramirez. Ramirez, 1-for-3, walked and scored a run last night as the DH. 4.04 average in his first 14 games with the Gades, 23-for-57. First pitch to the righty batter, and this in the air, shallow center field, dunking fast, and down in front of Ramirez, a base hit, took a tricky hop off the turf, but Alex able to adjust as Jones holds up at third base. So Augustin Ramirez continues to hit across the South Atlantic League, now an eight-game hitting streak, and the Renegades with runners at the corners and one out. Now Christopher Familia did not play yesterday afternoon, 1-for-3 with a walk on Tuesday. 11 for his first 54 in 13 games with Hudson Valley. That's a 204 average, a homer, and five RBIs. First pitch, and Tidwell's changeup misses up and away in the count 1-0. Defensively behind Blade tonight, left to right in the outfield, Ryland Thomas, Alex Ramirez, and Stanley Consuegra. 1-0. And Familia off the end of the bat, foul up the third baseline. It's even at a ball and a strike. Third of first around the infield, Mateo Gill, William Lugo, DeAndre Smith, and Chase Estep with Kevin Parada doing the catching behind the plate. Runner goes from first as a ground ball back of the middle. Fielded right at short by Lugo, standing on the second base bag, who throws on to first, double play, inning over. And that's one of the rare instances in which that would have maybe been a base hit, certainly less likely of a double play, had the runner not been in motion. So Hudson Valley, no runs, a hit. One man left at the end of one, no score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Top of the second inning, no score. Part of the lineup due up for Brooklyn, Consuegra, Smith, and Estep. Blue skies up above. Some thin white clouds. Somewhat hazy way up in the atmosphere tonight. Stanley Consuegra, multi-home run game last night, will lead things off. First multi-home run game of his career. And he attacks the first pitch, soft ground ball past the mound, charging in Vargas, off balance throw, and able to get Consuegra for the first out. Vargas almost ran in so fast on that play that it felt like his upper body was going to give out and he might lose his momentum and lose his footing and land face first on the turf. But able to stay with that play and still make an accurate throw on to the first baseman Henson. One pitch and one out for Messenger in the second as DeAndre Smith looks at a strike, and the count 0-1. Smith had off yesterday, 0-for-3, was hit by a pitch and scored a run on Tuesday night. The 0-1, and Smith pulls it foul towards the third base dugout. And Messenger ahead 0-2. DeAndre hitting at .232. No homers, five RBIs. Has reached in each of his last three games. Messenger's 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him on the breaking ball. And Messenger has the first strikeout of the night. One away in the top half of the second. Got him on the slider. Four-seam, two-seam fastball slider. Change the four-pitch arsenal for the former Virginia Cavalier. Now Chase Estep steps up. Chase had off yesterday 0 for 4 as the DH on Tuesday. First pitch, the lefty batter is at the letters for strike one. Estep hitting at 208 in 61 games, two homers, 25 RBIs. The 0-1 is low and away. Evens up at a ball and a strike. Hudson Valley this evening, navy pinstriped home white uniforms. Renegades in black lettering across the chest in navy. Navy numerals front and back with a silver border. The 1-1, and Estep offers at the off-speed down, comes up empty, 1-2. Navy pinstriped home white pants all the way down to the ankles for the right-hander. Navy cap, navy bill with the white interlocking HV logo on the front. The 1-2 to Chase, bouncing off the catcher's mitt, out in front of the dish, and it's even at 2-2. Bases empty, two out, no score. Top half of the second inning. Messenger, black and white Nike cleats buried into the ballpark mound, the 2-2. And Estep gets on top of one, hits it in the air, right center field. In and to his right as Sanchez makes the catch. And Messenger has his second 1-2-3 inning of the day. Needed just 9 pitches in that frame. We are through 1.5, no score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday, July 23rd at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Blake Tidwell back to the mound, bottom of the second inning. Able to work around a walk and a single in the first. Got an inning-ending double play. Spencer Henson, Grant Richardson, Aldenny Sanchez, the 3-2 up for the Renegades in the home second inning. Henson to lead things off. Big, powerful right-handed bat. And Tidwell's first pitch fastball misses high for ball one. Henson, 1-for-4 with an RBI on Tuesday. And this ripped down the right field line. Back into his left, Consuegra stumbles, and it's behind him and up against the fence. Henson on his way to second, and he'll be there standing with a leadoff double. 13th two-base hit of the year for Henson. Consuegra made a read on that ball, but seemed to overrun himself a little bit, lost his balance, and started stumbling. Looked like he might fall down, but was able to find his bearings and get his weight back underneath him. And able to hold Henson to a double. So a man at second, nobody out. And the first pitch to Richardson in the dirt. It's 1-0. Richardson 1-for-4 with a triple and an RBI on Tuesday night. Hitting at .181 on the year. 38-for-210, 8 homers, 26 RBIs. Homer 17th round pick of the Yankees out of Indiana. 1-0. And the lefty batter takes a slider strike on the outside corner. And it's even at 1-1. Tidwell didn't have his best stuff in his last start, but powered through to pick up his sixth win of the year. He's won six straight decisions. The 1-1 outside with a fastball. And the count, 2-1. Gave up 2 runs on 5 hits in 5 2/3. Walked 2 and struck out 6. The 2-1. And Richardson golfs it foul to the left. And it's even at 2-2. Last 10 starts for Tidwell has been absolutely phenomenal. 6-0, a 1.73 ERA in those 10 starts. That is the third lowest in all of minor league baseball. 31 hits in 52 innings, 27 walks, and 76 strikeouts. The only two guys in the minors with a better ERA than Tidwell since May the 17th. One is his former teammate. The other is on the opposing roster as Richardson laid on the fastball, strike 3. Got him on 96 away. First strikeout tonight for Blade. And there is one out in the bottom of the second inning. Now, painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Now it's Aldenny Sanchez. Righty against righty. And Sanchez pulls it on the ground to third. Scooped up by Gill. Low throw to first. Dug out on the forehand by Estep. Runner stays put at second base. And there are two out in the bottom of the second inning. So Henson at second. Two down for Eduardo Torrealba. Torrealba 0-for-4 on Tuesday. Did not play last night. Torrealba hitting at .275 in 36 games. A homer and 13 ribbies. Righty-righty. And Torrealba in the air right center field. Back into his right is Consuegra. And he'll make the catch to end the inning. Actually, Stan corrected a little bit of a different alignment for Brooklyn defensively, as that was Ryland Thomas out there in right field to make the catch. Stanley Consuegra actually getting the start in left field tonight. A little bit of a last-second change on the lineup card today for Brooklyn. So, Tidwell able to work around leadoff double at the end of 2. It is no score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, guys. Here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Bottom third of the lineup, two up for Brooklyn at top of the third inning. Zach Messenger back to work. And the first pitch of the frame, Mateo Gill fouls it off the mask of the catcher, Ramirez. Home plate umpire and the batter Gill taking a peek at Ramirez to make sure he's all right. Nori Sabero, the trainer for the Renegades, out of the first base dugout to take a look at the red hot catcher who got the foul ball right off the mask. So 0-1 the count on Gill. Numbers for Mateo, hitting at 207 in Brooklyn. 8 homers and 25 RBIs. And Sabero and Santos back to the dugout. Is everything okay? The 0-1. And Messenger fires a slider strike on the outside corner. And Mateo behind 0-2. Gill 1-for-4 with a double yesterday. 3-for-8 in this series. All three hits have gone for extra bases. The 0-2 pitch. This is down and away. And it's a ball and two strikes on Gill. Has been a Hudson Valley killer this year. 7 hits against the Renegades in 12 games. 6 of the 7 have gone for extra bases. 3 doubles, 3 homers. The 1-2. Slider down. And it's a ball and two strikes. 2 balls and 2 strikes, excuse me. The 2-2 just off the outside corner. And Mateo has worked the count full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gil, Berbessi, Thomas. If anyone reaches, Ramirez and then Parada. The payoff. Breaking ball inside for ball 4. Hometown crowd wanted Gill to be rung up. But Mateo, first man to reach. So a man at first, nobody out. The designated hitter, Cesar Berbessi. The righty comes home, and Berbessi takes up and away. It is 1-0. Berbessi 0-for-3 last night, 1-for-6 in the series. Hitting at 227, a homer, 16 runs batted in. A 1-0 pitch, and Berbessi takes off the plate away. And the count 2-0. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. 1-0, nobody out, no score. A 2-0, and Berbessi takes the fastball high. 3 balls and no strikes. So after getting ahead of Gill 0-2, Messenger has thrown 7 straight out of the strike zone. Now the 3-0 delivery. And Berbessi takes low ball 4. So 8 straight miss for Messenger after throwing 2 straight strikes to start the inning. And after he retired the first 6 in a row, has issued back-to-back walks for the right fielder, Ryland Thomas. Thomas, 2-for-4 on Tuesday with a homer and a pair of RBIs. Asked Ryland, who has only hit 2 in his pro career, didn't have all that much more during his college career at USC, had 4 of them, whether or not he thought it would get out off the bat on Tuesday night. As Thomas takes a strike, it's 0-1. And his answer was no. No, he did not. He was running as hard as he could out of the box, only to be pleasantly surprised that it banged off the second level of advertisements for a home run. The 0-1 to Ryland. Sweeps down and in. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Thomas hitting at 250 in 11 games with Brooklyn, 8-for-32. A homer, 4 RBIs. As the catcher Ramirez, third baseman Torre Alba, over to have a talk with the right-hander Messenger, who has struggled a bit with his command after a dominant first 2 innings in which he retired the first 6 batters on a combined 19 pitches. Gill at second, Berbessi at first, nobody out. Scoreless game, the 1-1 to Thomas. Is hammered down the left field line. Long run to his right for Richardson. But this out of play by the Brooklyn bullpen. It's a ball and two strikes on Thomas. Thomas, former 11th round pick of the Mets last year out of USC. Good athletic bloodlines. His dad, Chris, won a Super Bowl with the Rams in 1999. 1-2. And Thomas pulls it on the ground past the sliding glove of Henson into right field for a hit. Holding up at third is Gill, although the throw gets all the way past Ramirez and the man backing up Messenger for a second. But Gill held up. Thomas with the first hit of the day for Brooklyn. And after Messenger retired the first six, two walks and a single start the third, and Brooklyn has the bases loaded and nobody out. 101.1 miles an hour off the bat. All right, he kicks and fires. And the first pitch to Ramirez. This is outside for ball one. Ramirez popped up to second to lead off the ball game for Brooklyn. 0 for 1 tonight and 2 for 8 so far in the series. Had two hits yesterday and scored a couple of runs, also stole a base. 1-0. Outside bounces over the glove of the catcher Ramirez, and everyone's going to move up. Scoring from third is Gill to third. Berbessi taking second. Thomas, a wild pitch gives Brooklyn a 1-0 third inning lead. So 2-0 on Ramirez, and Messenger's command in this inning has continued to suffer. Just spiked that pitch in the dirt, and Ramirez couldn't quite find a way to smother it. So second and third, nobody out. Infield in for Hudson Valley all around. Ramirez brushed back up and in. 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and Messenger in danger of walking the bases loaded again. Messenger from the first base side of the rubber. His 3-0. Ooh, it hit him. It caught Ramirez up above the hand near his left shoulder. Chris Newell, the manager, jogging down from his coach's box to take a look. Paul Gonzalez, the head athletic trainer, out of the dugout as well. And, yeah, caught Ramirez right on the left hand, missed the shoulder. As Ramirez tried to get his hands out of the way. Ended up getting hit in the hands with the fastball by Messenger. Ramirez doesn't appear to be in too much pain, at least based on his facial expression. Ramirez getting checked out by Gonzalez and Newell as we speak. While Preston Claiborne heads out to the mound to have a talk with the right-hander. So all of four batters have reached for Brooklyn in the inning on a couple of walks, a single, a wild pitch, and a hit batter. So the bases remain loaded. And now it is the catcher, Kevin Parada. Parada ground out to third in his first at-bat, has reached in 12 straight games. Hitting .348 with an OPS of 1043 in that span. First pitch to Parada, and he takes a strike. Slider from Messenger. It is 0-1. Parada at .276, 10 homers, 35 RBIs, also a five-game hitting streak since the end of the All-Star break. 8 for his last 21 coming into play tonight. The 0-1 inside nearly hits Parada. And hop back out of the way. And it's even at 1-1. Messenger had 19 pitches through the first two innings. He has thrown 20 in the third inning alone. The righty's 1-1. And Parada hammers it in the air to center. Back goes Jones into his right. He'll have room. Makes the catch in front of the Pepsi sign for the out. Everyone's going to tag up, though, from third, Berbessi, from second, Thomas, and from first, Ramirez. It's a sacrifice fly for Kevin Parada, his 36th RBI of the year, and Brooklyn takes a 2-0 lead in the third. 99 miles an hour off the bat, 376 feet. It was maybe about 30 feet short of a grand slam. A good base running all around as all three base runners advance on the deep fly ball. Infield comes in again for William Lugo as Messenger spins and looks the runners back. Lugo flied out to deep center back in the opening inning. He is 0-for-1. Still only one down. The offering to Lugo is a fastball on the outside corner at 93. And the count 0-1. Lugo been scorching hot since the 22nd of June, hitting 328 in his last 18 games. 10 extra base hits, including 4 home runs and 17 RBIs. The 0-1 outside, and it's even at a ball and a strike. But one of the big things for Lugo, you look at the difference between his overall season and the last 18 games. Walk rate is up 2%, and the strikeout rate is down over 10%. Messenger's 1-1. Lugo rips it back to the screen. And the count, a ball and two strikes. Second and third, one out. Brooklyn two runs in on one hit. They have a 2-0 lead. The 1-2 for Messenger. Up and in, ball bounces off the mid of Ramirez up the third base line. But Thomas won't test it. He'll stay put at third base, as will Ramirez at second. And the count evens at 2-2. Hudson Valley's bullpen beginning to spring to life down the right field line with the pitch count rising. Mason Vineyard looks to be the man who will start to throw. The 2-2 pitch in the dirt. Ski balls off the legs of Ramirez, and another run's going to come home. Scoring is Thomas to third, Ramirez. Second run scoring wild pitch of the inning, and Brooklyn goes in front 3-0. 3-2 now on Lugo. As again, Brooklyn's base runners paying attention, able to advance on a ball that got away from the catcher. Messenger. First two innings tonight, 15 of 19 pitches were strikes. And the command has really struggled, 17 out of the zone in this frame alone. As Lugo, a ground ball past the diving glove of the shortstop Vargas in the left field, a base hit. Scoring is Ramirez. It's an RBI single for William Lugo, his 31st RBI of the year. And Brooklyn leads 4-0 in the third inning. Ball that Vargas probably makes a play on at the infield, been back. But with the four-man infield drawn in, no chance for Vargas to make a play on the hot shot grounder. One on, one out, four in. Now Stanley Consuegra, the hitter, and he fouls it into the glove of Ramirez. It's no balls and a strike. Consuegra grounded out to short, leading off last inning. He is 0-for-1. Messenger at the belt. Throw back to first. And Lugo dives in safely. Consuegra, first career multi-home run game yesterday. Three different Cyclones this year have multi-homer games. Consuegra, the first non-catcher to do it. Osborne has one, Parada two. The pitch high, runner goes. Throw down to second by Ramirez on a hop, and they got him. A very, very delayed call at second base by Elliot Melton. And Lugo caught stealing, 2-4 for the second out. As the count now 1-1 on Consuegra. The throw down bounced from Ramirez. It was a good pitch to throw down on, elevated fastball. And Melton ruling that Santos caught the backside of Lugo as he slid headfirst into the base. Consuegra can't connect. And it's now a ball and two strikes. The 1-2 sweeps down and away. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Consuegra hitting at 245 in Brooklyn. Nine homers, 28 RBIs. The break even. Consuegra thought about it. Did not go on appeal, says Melton. And the count runs full at 3-2. Consuegra getting 241 since coming off the IL, but has four home runs and 58 at-bats at five in his first 134. 2-2, reach four and fouled out of play. Still at 3-2 on Stanley. Walk rate is down, though. Strikeout rate is up, but has been hitting for authority. As a hit in 12 of 15 games, too. Breaking ball drops in there. Strike three called. And the side retired. But Brooklyn does take the lead. Four runs on two hits. And nobody left at the end of 2.5. 4-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit brooklyncyclones.com/meetthemets.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the third, Blade Tidwell spotted it to a 4-0 lead. Nine, one, and two due up for the Renegades in the inning. Santos, Jones, and Vargas. First start of the series for Luis Santos. First game for him since Sunday. Went over three and struck out a couple of times. Hitting at 263, a homer, nine batted in. Righty against righty, and the first pitch from Tidwell is a fastball cut on and missed. It's no balls and one strike. Santos been picking up the pace offensively lately. 7-4 his last 23. As the slider misses outside. It's a ball and a strike, an OPS of 820 for Santos, the 1-1. And Santos hits it in the air to left. Back to the track is Consuegra. Leaps at the fence, and he made the catch. I'm not sure whether or not that would have made it out of the ballpark. Looked like it at the very least would hit off the top of the yellow painted fence. But Stanley Consuegra able to take away at the very least extra bases from Santos for the first out of the third inning. Not too bad for a guy who normally mans the other end of the diamond in right field. As Spencer Jones takes up and away for ball one. Jones walked his first time. The 1-0. Breaking ball. Did not go on appeal, says Melton. And the count, two balls and no strikes. Take a look around the South Atlantic League tonight as Jones fouls it out of play. It's 2-1. A couple of games impacted due to weather. Roman Hickory rained out, as was Greenville and Asheville. They'll both play doubleheaders tomorrow. Roman Hickory starting at 5, as will Greenville and Asheville. Tidwell's 2-1. And Jones fouls it back. Evens up, two balls and two strikes. End of the fifth in Wilmington. Blue Rocks, who have given up double-digit runs to Greensboro in each of the first two games of the series, lead 3-0. The 2-2. Jones hits this on the ground to short. In it to his right, Lugo. Sidearm throw to first in time. And there are two out. Two up, two down for Tidwell in the third. Now the shortstop, Alexander Vargas, ground out to second in his first at-bat. A Wilmington, a 3-0 lead. Dalen Lyle is first two. High A RBIs on a triple. Andrew Alvarez against Thomas Harrington. First pitch to the switch-hitting Vargas. Change up away. It is 1-0. Bottom of the third in North Carolina. Winston-Salem, a couple of three-run innings. They lead Jersey Shore 6-2 as Vargas hops out of the way of the pitch down and in. Two balls, no strikes. Michael Turner, a three-run home run for the Dash, his second. Anthony Kirion, a two-run homer for the Blue Claws, his third. As that fastball at the knees. 2-1 now on Vargas. First home run for Kirion this year against a team not named the Cyclones. 2-1. Way inside, and Vargas at hopscotch out of the way, ended up face first on the dirt. Peel down to first base, did not go. And it's three balls and a strike, a back foot slider. And Vargas falling down to avoid it hitting him. Dash already into their bullpen. Gunnar Mayer making the start for the Blue Claws as Vargas, a souvenir to the left, 3-2. Seven runs in 2 1/3 innings for Mayer tonight. Bases empty, two out, bottom of the third. Brooklyn a 4-0 lead. A 1-2 pitch, hit in the air, left side. Out is the third baseman, Gill, calls off the shortstop, Lugo. And on the left field turf makes the catch as Tidwell has his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. Good bounce back, shutdown inning for Tidwell at the end of three. 4-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Top of the fourth inning, 4-0 Brooklyn, our score. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance single-source electrical solution. DeAndre Smith to lead off. And the first pitch he sees, a fastball cut on and missed. And the count, no balls and one strike. Smith, one of two strikeout victims for Messenger today. As the breaking ball misses outside in the dirt. And it's evened up, one ball and one strike. Brooklyn four runs on two hits in the top of the third. Able to strike first tonight. 1-1. Hits the outside corner. Fastball that time for Messenger at 91. And it's now 1-2. The righty kicks and delivers. Smith pulls this on the ground. Foul. Just to the left of the third base bag. This being a fair ball down the line by a matter of inches. And Smith will head back to the plate with a one ball, two strike count. Smith, Estep, Gill, 5-6 and 7 due up for Brooklyn in the inning. Messenger from the windup, the 1-2. And Smith swings and misses for strike three. Went up the ladder with a fastball. Got him on 91. And Messenger has back-to-back strikeouts, his third K of the day. And there is one out in the fourth for Chase Estep. Fly to right his first time. He's 0-for-1. Finishing our look around the South Atlantic League. Only one score we haven't told you about. That's an important one down in Maryland. First pitch to Chase. Slider outside for ball one. But Bowling Green and Aberdeen tied at two in the bottom of the fourth. Cameron Weston making the start for the Ironbirds. J.J. Goss on the hill for the Hot Rods. 1-0. Fastball up and away. And Chase ahead, two balls, no strikes. Aberdeen, a half game back of Brooklyn in the north, coming into play tonight. The 2-0 outside. And Chase ahead, three balls, no strikes. Four games up is Brooklyn on third place Hudson Valley. Hickory in the south, 3.5 up on Bowling Green. Reigning league champs, 3-0 is on the outside edge. And Messenger back in the count, 3-1. The offering to Estep, tapped foul off the dish. And the count is full at 3-2. Mateo Gill on deck, the payoff pitch, up and away, ball four. And Estep aboard with a one-out walk. Third free pass allowed by Messenger tonight. And Brooklyn with one on and one out for the third baseman, Mateo Gill. Top of the 8 o'clock hour in the east. Brooklyn a 4-0 lead on Hudson Valley. Gill walked and scored on a wild pitch last inning. The first toss to Gill as a breaking ball has Mateo leaning. And the count 0-1 we mentioned earlier, but the third different former Cyclone will make his major league debut over the weekend. The 0-1, breaking ball outside, it's even. Josh Walker was the first. Grant Hartwig was the second. Hartwig still up with the Mets in their big league bullpen. Well, the third will happen over the weekend. First one this year that won't come with the Mets as Estep dives back safely. It'll be Alan Winans. Pitched 12 games for Brooklyn out of the bullpen in 2021. Expected to be called up to start for Atlanta on Saturday. Mets hated rival. The 1-1. Gill off the hands, right side. Long run to his left, Sanchez. And this will be a souvenir. Out by the Sloop Brewing Company beer balcony. And it's a ball and two strikes on Gill. But Winans this year at AAA Gwinnett, 7-3, a 2.81 ERA, 18 appearances, 13 starts, 25 walks, 89 strikeouts in 102 and two-thirds innings. Winans, an unheralded guy, will be 28 in August. Was the Mets' 17th round pick in 2018 out of Campbell in North Carolina. One on, one out, 4-0 Brooklyn in the fourth. The 1-2 to Gill, taken low, and it evens up at two balls and two strikes. The Winans, last year in the Mets organization, was in 2021 at a 1.83 ERA for the Cyclones over 12 appearances. Then joined Double-A Binghamton at a 1.65 ERA there in 14 outings. The 2-2, Gill swings and misses for strike three. Chase the slider away. Fourth strikeout tonight for Messenger. And there are two out in the inning for Cesar Berbessi. Berbessi walked and scored last inning. Scoring update from Aberdeen. Ironbirds have taken a 5-2 lead on a three-run home run by Maxwell Costas. One on, two out for Berbessi. The first pitch, the lefty hitter. Upstairs, outside, it's 1-0. Malinan's 97th former Cyclone to make his Major League debut, if and when that happens over the weekend. Runner goes from first, breaking ball, a strike. Throw down by Ramirez is late. So it's 1-1 on Berbessi. But Chase Estep, a stolen bag, that's his fourth. And Brooklyn, a man in scoring position and two out. And the count even at a ball and a strike. Well, Winans was claimed off waivers by the Braves from the Mets, the 1-1. This pulled foul off the first baseline. Well stung by Berbessi, but couldn't quite straighten it out. It's now 1-2, but Winans acquired in the minor league Rule 5 draft back in December of 2021. Same way the Mets acquired Mateo Gill and former Cyclone Wilkin Ramos, now up at Double-A. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Off speed, down and away at 85. And Messenger strikes out three in the inning after striking out only two through the first three. No runs, no hits. One left on a walk. At the end of three and a half, it is 4-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Ángeles.
Yeah.
Tidwell back to the mound as we move to the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs on two hits tonight for Blade. Augustin Ramirez, Christopher Familia, Spencer Henson. The 3-2 up to bat in the inning for the Renegades. Ramirez single to center, his first time up. One for one tonight. This is a line drive fair. Past the diving glove of Gill and into the left field corner. Ramirez on his way to second. Throw in by Consuegra just a hair late. Another double for Augustin Ramirez. Ramirez playing in his 15th game with Hudson Valley. That already his 12th extra base hit and 10th double out of 25 total base hits. Ramirez, not a guy on the Yankees' top 30 prospect list. Certainly feel like he'll be there shortly. That coming off the bat at 106 miles an hour. So second time in four innings, the Renegades have recorded a leadoff double. And the third time in four innings, they've put the leadoff man in scoring position. Christopher Familia grounded into an inning-ending double play in the first. And he takes up and away with a changeup. It's one ball and no strikes. Well, 1-0. Swung on and fouled off. Caught a piece of Parada. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Brooklyn, four runs, two hits. No errors, they have left one. Hudson Valley, no runs, three hits, no errors. They have stranded two. Tidwell's 1-1. And this pulled up the first base line. And the count of ball and two strikes. But yeah, it appears like Alan Winans, we're talking about that last half inning, will make his major league debut for the Braves on Saturday. 1-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him on the changeup down and away. Just the second punch out tonight for Tidwell. But there is one out in the bottom of the fourth. That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints with them in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Spencer Henson had the first double tonight for Hudson Valley. Ripped it down the right field line, and the second was stranded there as Tidwell misses down and away. It's a ball and no strikes. Tidwell been so good as of late. Since May the 17th, we mentioned his sub-2 ERA, third best in all of minor league baseball behind Tyler Stewart and Drew Thorpe. This hit on the ground to short. Throw to third base, and they've got the runner trying to advance. Ramirez was off on contact, but was not the best idea with the ball hit in front of him. And a heads-up play by Lugo made a step to his right, backhanded it, and then tossed it on to Gill, who made the easy tag. So a 6-5 fielder's choice off the bat of Henson. And there's a man at first, two down for Grant Richardson. Struck out in his first at-bat, and he takes outside from Tidwell. The count 1-0. But Tidwell, 76 strikeouts. That is the most in the minors in that span. Also has the lowest batting average against in that time period at 170. As Richardson sends it to the screen, it's 1-1. That minimum of 50 innings pitched. But for the season overall, when you consider the start Tidwell had through the first month and a half, entering play today, lowest batting average against in the entire league for the season overall. Tied for third in wins and fourth in strikeouts and ERA. As Tidwell misses down and away. Count 2-1 on Richardson. That time dialed it up to 98. At the high water mark from Tidwell tonight. Henson leads off first, the 2-1. Outside, and it's three balls and one strike. Aldenny Sanchez, right fielder, waiting on deck. Brooklyn a 4-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth. All four runs coming in the top half of the third. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Power the fastball by him down at 96. And the count full. That'll release Henson from first base with a force at second. Brooklyn trying to keep this a four-run game. Twilight Sky has arrived here in Hudson Valley. The payoff pitch down and in, ball four. So Tidwell offers just his second walk of the night. First one he has permitted since he gave up a leadoff free pass to Spencer Jones in the first. And two on, two out for Sanchez. Grounded out to third his first time, 0 for 1 tonight. First pitch, the righty batter goes fishing for the slider. And Tidwell ahead, no balls and one strike. Tidwell, Mets second round pick last year out of Tennessee. Number 5 prospect by MLB.com, number 7 by Baseball America. Another slider cut on and missed. And Tidwell ahead, no balls and two strikes. Sanchez had his 10-game hitting streak snapped yesterday. Hitting at 216, a homer and 27, batted in. Still hitting 310 in his last 11 games. Two on, two out. The 0-2 fastball outside. That time at 96, Sanchez stays away. It's a ball and two strikes. Sanchez, 314 hitter so far in the month of July. Far and away his best batting average in a month this year. As Sanchez gets it off the hands to stay in there. Previous high was 234 back in May. Sanchez has played good ball against Brooklyn all year. 9 hits and 36 at-bats coming into tonight. The 1-2 pitch on the outside corner. Strike 3 called. Tidwell gets him on his changeup. Don't see a ton of blade at strikeouts with the off-speed, but able to get Sanchez looking as he works around a couple of base runners in the fourth. No runs, a hit, two left at the end of four. 4-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Zach Messenger back to the mound. 73 pitches through four innings tonight. He'll take on 9-1-2 in the Brooklyn lineup. Cyclones a 4-0 lead. Ryland Thomas singled and scored for the Cyclones in the third. Lefty against the righty pitcher. And the first offering from Messenger is at the knees for a called strike one. Quarter past eight here in the East. The 0-1 pitch inside and low. And it evens up in a ball and a strike. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the day here in the top half of the fifth inning. The 1-1 outside. Two balls and one strike. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convo's if you think you know the answer. Get that to you in just a second. 2-1. Thomas fouls it to the left. And it evens up at two balls and two strikes. But this week in 1939, July 18th to be exact, the Boston Red Sox traded this future Hall of Fame minor leaguer to the Brooklyn Dodgers. Our question tonight, who was he? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos to chime in. The 2-2. Low and it's full. But the question again, this week in 1939, to be specific, July 18th, 1939, the Boston Red Sox traded this future Hall of Fame minor leaguer to the Brooklyn Dodgers. Name him. As Thomas on the 3-2 delivery pops it in the air to left. Back into his right, Richardson. And he'll make the grab as the leadoff man sat down in the top of the fifth inning. One away for Alex Ramirez, hit by a pitch and scored in the third. He is 0 for 1. Wags that bat behind his glossy black helmet. And Messenger's first toss comes across at the knees. It's no balls and a strike. Ramirez trying to regain his rhythm at the plate. Just 6-4 his last 43 coming into tonight. The 0-1 outside. And it's even at 1-1. Ramirez, though, has swung the bat well against the Renegades this year, the 1-1. Ramirez off balance can't hit the changeup outside. And it's a ball and two strikes. Ramirez, a .260 average against Hudson Valley this year. Not coming into play today. Has reached in five, now six straight, after the hit by pitch in the third. A set, the 1-2, inside and low. And it evens up at two balls and two strikes. Already have one correct answer. The Coney Convo's trivia question tonight. Give you guys a little while longer to file in guesses. The 2-2 fouled back. And Alex stays alive with a two-ball, two-strike count. It's cool yesterday. Afternoon game here in Hudson Valley. 2 hours and 12 minutes. Played the game yesterday. Then after about an hour, after we got the recap completed, 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him on the slider down and away. Another strikeout for Messenger. That's his sixth. And he's retired the first two in the fifth. Brings up the catcher, Kevin Parada. But with Messenger at 85 pitches, Sergio Santos out of the first base dugout to make a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. So we'll pick up that thought when we come back. Bases empty, two out in the fifth. Brooklyn 4, Hudson Valley nothing. Messenger out. Parada to face a new arm when we come back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to bicalautomall.com. Day is over for Zach Messenger after 4 2/3. Mason Vineyard, new arm in the game, 6'2", 210, 24 years old from Paducah, Kentucky. Undrafted free agent signee by the Yankees last August at a Western Kentucky. Vineyard making his 12th appearance with the Renegades. 1-0, a 3.77 ERA, 14 hits and 14 and a third innings, 11 walks, 15 strikeouts. Walk rate of 17.5%. Not up about 7% from what it was when he started the year at Single-A Tampa. Kevin Parada, the first man to face him. Bases empty, two out. And the first pitch outside for ball one. Vineyard tossing for the first time since Sunday. Worked two hitless innings. Struck out three. Actually walked three, struck out one. 1-0. Fastball outside. And Parada ahead, two balls, no strikes. Final line for Messenger. 4 2/3 innings, four runs all earned on two hits. Walked three and struck out six. Parada's sack fly to center his last time. Pulls this on the ground at third. Backhanded by Torre Alba. Low throw to first. Dug out on the forehand by Henson to end the inning. Beautiful play at both corners. First by Torre Alba, then by Henson, as Hudson Valley pitching has their first 1-2-3 inning since the second. No runs, no hits, nobody left. At the end of 4.5, still 4-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Blake Tidwell, 52 pitches through four innings, back to the mound, bottom of the fifth. Brooklyn in front by a score of 4-0. Fans, Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived on Coney Island, located next to the bar by the Cyclones team store on the third base concourse. Sweet and Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors, five booze-infused flavors for adult fans, and three social media crazy Thunder Cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come on down to a Cyclones game to get your sweetness on. Eduardo Torrealba to lead off. And he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Torrealba, Santos Jones, 8-9-1. Due up for the Yankees affiliate in the inning. The 0-1. Slider outside. And it evens up at a ball and a strike. Get you another look at our Coney Convo's trivia question. Give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth. The 1-1. Torrey Alba pops it up. Right side of the infield, DeAndre Smith calls for it. On the brown shaded turf. Hauls it in with two hands. Two out. Rather one out. And the bottom half of the fifth. Base is empty for Luis Santos. Flied out to deep left. Was robbed on a great leaping catch by Consuegra at the fence. Back in the third. Tidwell rocks and comes home. As Santos rifles it back, it's 0-1. But our question on this, during this week in 1939, to be exact, July 18th, 1939, Boston Red Sox traded this future Hall of Fame minor leaguer to the Brooklyn Dodgers. Asked you to name them. We already have a couple of correct answers. But if you think you know, tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos, the 0-1. Fastball high. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Put it this way, I did not know that this player had any pro experience in another organization outside the Dodgers prior to finding this question. As Santos takes outside 2-1. Does have a connection to the Cyclones, though, in a very roundabout way. 2-1. Headed over the roof and off towards the parking lot. It's even, two balls and two strikes. Take a look around the Mets affiliates here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Brooklyn up 4-0. Slider down and away. 3-2 now on Santos. Mets dropped their series finale to the White Sox today 6-2. Omar Narvaez, former Cyclone, his first home run as a Met. As Santos takes down and away for ball four. Third walk allowed by Tidwell tonight. And for Blade, that the first time he's walked three in a game since the 11th of June. Had a span of five starts. So one on and one out for Spencer Jones, has walked and grounded a short tonight. And the first pitch changeup hits the outside edge. It's no balls and a strike. Jose Quintana made his Mets debut, took the loss. Effective day, two runs, six hits, five innings. Struck out three, the former Cyclone, throwback to first. And Santos retreats standing up. The White Sox, a big four on sixth. Come away with the final game of that series to avoid a sweep. Runner goes, 0-1, a slider strike, and Parada lost it on the transfer. Parada had a good pop time there, at least to the naked eye. But might have been moving himself too quickly as the ball popped out of his bare hand when he went to set himself up for a throw. So they count 0-2 on Jones. Santos picks up the stolen base. That is his fifth. The 0-2. Inside ball kicked off Parada. Off of the batter, Jones. Parada throws down to second. Fires it into center past the diving glove of Lugo. But backed up by Ramirez. And Santos stays put at second base. What a conceptually adventurous play. In the dirt, kicked off of Parada, off of Jones, rolled to the left. Parada picked it up, fired down, scooted past the diving Lugo in his center, but backed up by Ramirez, and Santos stayed put. A lot of people involved in that play. The 1-2 sails up and away. Maybe overthrew that fastball at 97. It's two balls and two strikes. But plenty of Mets news today. Starling Marte landed on the IL due to a migraine issue. This tap back towards the mound. Nice play by Tidwell to his left. Races to the bag, and they just get Jones. Tidwell, for some reason, took it to the bag himself. And Jones, with those long limbs, nearly beat it out up the first base line. Estep was there to cover the bat. Santos moves up 90 feet to third. Seemed like Tidwell had a personal goal to be the man that retired Jones on that play. And on the replay, he did beat him by about a millisecond. As Alexander Vargas comes up empty. And it's no balls and a strike. So one unassisted on the ground out. Vargas popped up to third his last time. Man at third, two down. Brooklyn still in front by four, the 0-1. And Vargas a ground ball through the legs of Tidwell. Fielded behind second by Lugo. Throw to first in time, inning over. Went five-hole on the Brooklyn pitcher, but Lugo stationed perfectly, able to field it behind the pillow at second and strand a runner at third base. No runs, no hits, one man left at the end of five. 4-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
William Lugo, Stanley Consuegra, DeAndre Smith, the three due up in the top of the sixth. Brooklyn in front, 4-0. Third game of this six-game series. Justin Rock with you here from Heritage Financial Park. First pitch to William Lugo, bounced on the ground to third. Fielded on a few hops by Torrey Alba. And the overhand toss in time. One pitch, one out for Vineyard to start the sixth inning. Now Stanley Consuegra. Couple of home runs last night. Another look at our Coney Convo's trivia question this week in 1939. To be specific, July 18th, 1939. Red Sox traded this future Hall of Fame minor leaguer to the Brooklyn Dodgers. Who was he? Hit with the hashtag Coney Convo's to chime in as Consuegra takes high. It's one ball and no strikes. We're giving you the Mets affiliate scoreboard. Talking about some of the issues with the Mets that came through the wire today. The 1-0 is over for a strike. It's 1-1, but Starling Marte on the IL because of migraines. Retroactive to Monday. Missed the game for the fourth time in five games. Buck Showalter did say he is feeling better. A 1-1. Consuegra yanks it foul. Off towards the tarp. And it's a ball and two strikes. Marte saw a specialist, underwent a scan on Wednesday. Mark Vientos will be the corresponding move. That came through the wire after the game concluded today. Going to meet the team in Boston, the 1-2. Consuegra hits this on the ground to short. Sliding stop by Vargas to his right. But as he popped up, the glove, or the ball came out of his glove. And Consuegra safe at first base. Imagine that'll go down as an infield base hit for Consuegra. Not a routine play there from Vargas. And Brooklyn with one on and one out. for the second baseman, DeAndre Smith. Smith has struck out twice tonight, 0 for 2. Righty fires, and Smith swings through the breaking ball. And the count 0-1, but Tommy Pham left the game today in the third inning with an apparent leg injury after grounding into an inning-ending double play in the third. As a throw back to first, Consuegra is in standing. Pham was 0-for-2, jogged back to the dugout, but Marcano went from right to left. McNeil moved to right. Luis Guillorme came into the ballgame. The 0-1 is in the dirt. Actually, wasn't in the dirt. Hit off the glove of Ramirez, kicked behind him. Looked like it caught a piece of the home plate umpire as well. And advancing into scoring position goes Consuegra. Imagine that one will go down as a passed ball. It's hard to pick it up because it ended up deflecting and hitting the home plate umpire. Tonight, that's Brian Laws. So 1-1 on DeAndre. Vineyard offers. And Consuegra takes in the dirt. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. It'll be interesting to see. It's the 2-1. And the letter is a strike 2-2 to see how much time, if any, Pham misses. Has been dealing with a lower body issue as of late. Of course, he's been a name on people's minds in regards to people the Mets might part with at the deadline. 2-2 sweeps outside. And DeAndre has run it full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Man at second, one out, top of the sixth. Brooklyn by 4. The payoff pitch, and Smith grabs it up to stay in there. Triple-A Syracuse at home tonight against Buffalo. Blue Jays affiliate, a 5-run fifth inning for Syracuse. They lead 6-3. Ronnie Mauricio, a solo home run, is 15th. Making the start at shortstop tonight, has a couple of hits. The payoff. Slider in there, strike 3 called. Third time Smith has been down on strikes so far tonight. First strikeout for Vineyard. And a man at second, 2 down in the sixth for Chase Eastep. Walked and stole a base his last time in the fourth, has also flied out to right. Vineyard from the stretch, breaking ball down. And it is 1-0. Couple of Kentuckians facing off against one another. Chase from Corbin. Mason from Paducah. The 1-0 is a breaking ball strike, 1-1. But former Cyclones Mauricio, Abraham Almonte, Luke Ritter, Carlos Cortez in the lineup today at AAA. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on the change. And Vineyard ahead 1-2. Double A Binghamton, bottom of the seventh. They lead Erie. Tigers affiliate 6-5. Augustine Ruiz, a 3-run home run, is 10th. 1-2 in the dirt. Locked by Ramirez. Stays put, does Consuegra at second. Wyatt Young, Rowdy Jordan, Jose Peroza, Brandon McIlwain, Matt O'Neill, Jose Mena, Jalen Palmer, Warren Saunders. Former Cyclones in the lineup tonight. Dom Hamill made the start. Wilkin Ramos making his double-A debut tonight. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on the breaking ball. Tied him up inside. And Vineyard works around the one-out infield hit to strand a man at second base. No runs, one hit, one left. At the end of 5.5, still a 4-0 Brooklyn lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation.
And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Blake Tidwell back to the mound for the bottom of the sixth inning. Brooklyn leading 4-0. Cyclones, 4 runs, 3 hits, no errors. They have left 2. Hudson Valley, no runs, 3 hits, no errors. They have left 5. Augustine Ramirez, Christopher Familia, Spencer Henson. 3-4-5 to up for the Renegades in the inning. Ramirez has singled and doubled tonight. Last time a double in the fourth, and he takes high from Tidwell, and the count 1-0. All 4 runs for Brooklyn tonight in the third inning. Righty's first pitch of the at-bat. 1-0, rather, popped up foul to the right. And the count evens up at a ball and a strike. Continuing our look around the Mets affiliates tonight, we mentioned Double-A Binghamton now leading Erie 7-5. Wilkin Ramos, a shutout inning. One hit, a strikeout so far in his Double-A debut. Check swing from Ramirez on a pitch up and in. Did not go on appeal. It's 2 balls and a strike. Former Cyclone Wilmer Flores, his younger brother, Wilmer Flores, started tonight against Binghamton. As Ramirez takes it at the knees, count evens at 2-2. Struck out 7, but gave up 5 runs in 5 innings. Blades 2-2 pitch. Fought off the handle. And Ramirez stays alive. Single A St. Lucie got through somewhat of a full game. They were supposed to play 2, got through a suspended game from yesterday. The 2-2 pitch up and in. And it's full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. St. Lucie winning that game 7-6. Jose Hernandez, Jeffrey De Los Santos, Jake Reamer all homered in that game for St. Lucie. The payoff, Ramirez hammers it down the line, but foul. Oh, my goodness, did he barrel that up. 110 miles an hour of exit velo. And St. Lucie coming away with the win. Sam Coonrod, a scoreless inning on rehab. The payoff, and Ramirez drives it to right. Back goes Thomas, stopping by the warning track, ranges onto it by a step. And he'll put it away for the first out. So the leadoff man retired. Brings up Christopher Familia. As grounded into a double play, struck out his last time up. Actually, no, this game was actually started today. There have been so many rainouts for St. Lucie, I've lost track of which ones are suspended games and which ones aren't. As Amelia takes up and away for ball one. St. Lucie still playing as the road team in their own ballpark. Game two was postponed. And I guess they'll play 2 again tomorrow starting at noon. The 1-0 is over for a strike. It's 1-1. Dominican Summer League, Mets Blue fell at home to the Yankees today 7-6 in 9. As Familia taps this one on the ground, a second. Smith fields over to Tidwell, racing over to cover the bag, and he gets there in time for the second out. Estep took one too many steps to his right trying to make a play on the ground ball. But a good job by Tidwell sliding essentially over there to get to the bag. I was able to do so in time. 4-1 on the ground out. Base is empty. Two down for Spencer Henson. Doubled and grounded into a fielder's choice. A three RBI game for Diverson Gutierrez of the Mets blue. As Henson takes ball one. Mets orange fell to the Rays at 10-5. That also a nine-inning game today. And the Florida Complex League Mets rained out in West Palm Beach against the Nationals. As Henson swings through an elevated slider, it's 1-1. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 10 in the morning. The righties 1-1. And Henson rifles it back behind the plate. And the count moves to 1-2. Give the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question in the top of the seventh. Our question today. This week in 1939, July 18th, Boston Red Sox traded this future Hall of Fame minor leaguer to the Brooklyn Dodgers. Asked you to name him. 1-2. Back towards the chair back seats. Still on a ball and two strikes. Do have a couple of correct answers already in. But if you want to give your try, feel free to tweet at us as well. Tidwell looking for a 1-2-3 inning. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball outside. And the count evens up at 2-2. The Tidwell's 85th pitch tonight. The break even. Slider outside. And the count full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grant Richardson, the left fielder, waiting on deck. All righty, deal. Swung on and missed. Got him. Struck him out with a fastball up at 95. Tidwell picks up another strikeout. The numbers have been low tonight in that category. Just his fourth of the day, but 6 shutout 3-hit innings so far for Blade, who works his second 1-2-3 inning. We are through 6, 4-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the seventh, Mason Vineyard back to the mound for Hudson Valley. Cyclones leading this one by a score of 4-0. Mateo Gil, Cesar Berbessi, Ryland Thomas. Three scheduled to bat in the inning. Gil 0-for-1 with a walk tonight. Struck out his last time in the fourth against Messenger. Righty's first pitch, and Gil takes up and away. It is 1-0. Brooklyn, 4 runs, 3 hits, no errors, 2 left. Hudson Valley, 0 runs, 3 hits, no errors. They have left 5. 1-0. Jam shot up the first baseline, a foul ball. And it's even at 1-1. And talking about different stories revolving around the Mets, this was a cool one yesterday. The Mets and White Sox meeting. A rare distinction in which both teams have cancer survivors on their roster. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Gill out in front. Vineyard ahead 1-2. But Carlos Carrasco, shortly after he arrived in New York in 2021, started his own charity program called Cookies Kids, hosting pediatric cancer patients once a month at Citi Field. 1-2 taken down. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Extension of the work he had done in Cleveland. Beat chronic myelogenous leukemia while with the Guardians in 2019. As Gill takes outside. And the count moves to full at 3-2. But on Wednesday, met with kids again from Cohen's Children's Medical Center and was accompanied by White Sox cancer survivor Liam Hendricks as Gill takes low for ball four. Mateo on base for the second time tonight. Leadoff walk. First time Brooklyn's put the leadoff man on since their four on third. Brings up the designated hitter tonight, Cesar Berbessi, has walked and struck out in two plate appearances. But Hendricks missed most of the early part of the season battling non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Joined Carrasco yesterday as Berbessi fouls it aside. It's 0-1. Shared his story as well as the children toward Citi Field. Hendricks, talking about Carrasco, said how great it was yesterday being able to talk to him about what he went through and relate the stories. The 0-1 low, and it's even at a ball and a strike. Then you get to hear some of the kids talk about their treatment plans. It's always really cool. It takes the edge off, is what Hendricks said. You're trying to remove the stigma of going through treatment and not being able to talk about it. 1-1 inside. And Berbessi had two balls and one strike. The two didn't really know each other that well before this week. Both had followed each other's cancer battle from a distance. Carrasco keeping tabs on Hendricks via Instagram during the season. As Berbessi takes inside, it's 3-1. But since Hendricks has returned for the White Sox, has started hosting cancer patients not only when he is at home in the Windy City of Chicago. One on, nobody out. The 3-1 is Cesar. And this drilled in a deep right center field. Back into his left, Jones. But he's got it squared away. Makes the grab for the first out as Mateo retreats back to first base. One on, one out. Ryland Thomas, the batter. Single to right and fly to left tonight. He's also scored a run. But Hendricks has also been hosting cancer patients in every road city he has visited this season. First pitch to Ryland. Goes five hole on the catcher Ramirez after it missed inside. And Gill advances to second base. See if that's a wild pitch or a pass ball. But either way, Brooklyn a man in scoring position and one out. And a 1-0 count on Ryland Thomas. Hendricks currently on the IL with right elbow inflammation. Still flew with the team to New York. Hendricks said it's part of a club that no one really wants to be a part of. As Thomas fouls it to the screen, it's 1-1. Said, once I got diagnosed, Hendricks said, one of the first things was honestly to Google celebrities who had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or athletes. Seeing the amount of people that have gotten over it that you may not have heard about, it's interesting to read their stories. As Thomas takes a strike at the bottom of the zone, it's 1-2. And Hendricks, when talking to the media, rattled off a lot of different names in relation to the baseball world. Jameson Taillon, former Yankee and current Cub. 1-2. Thomas, a number off the glove of the pitcher, Vineyard, on towards second base. Backhanded by Santos. And the throw on the move in time for the second out. Moving up 90 feet to third is Gill. There are two out in the seventh for Alex Ramirez. But that'll be all tonight for Mason Vineyard. He's at 35 pitches. Sergio Santos out of Hudson Valley's first base dugout. And it'll be a new relief arm to face Alex Ramirez with a man at third and two out, or at least that is what I imagine. Actually, Preston Claiborne the one coming out. Although the Renegades do have action in their bullpen. And while Claiborne and Santos dressing very similar tonight. It's hard when the managers and coaches don't wear the jerseys, so you don't really know which one is going out for the visit. But it was Claiborne and not Santos. And so Vineyard will stay in to face Ramirez. Bailey Dees up in Hudson Valley's right field bullpen. Man at third, two out, Brooklyn by four. Ramirez 0 for 2, struck out his last time. And the breaking ball from Vineyard in for a called strike one. But Hendricks mentioned Jamison Tyone, former Rocky Chad Bettis, David Hess, current Cub, former Oriole Trey Mancini, as former major league players who reached out to him when he was diagnosed. As Alex takes outside, it's 1-1. Carrasco remembered getting a particularly touching message from current Yankee and former Cub Anthony Rizzo, who's also a cancer survivor. The 1-1. Ramirez pulls it on the ground, is short. Vacuumed up by Vargas. Throw to first in time. And Vineyard strands the runner at third in the seventh. No runs, no hits, one man left. At the end of 6.5, time to get up and stretch. Still 4-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Top of the 9 o'clock hour, bottom of the 7th inning. Brooklyn a 4-0 lead as we move to the bottom of the 7th. Cyclones sending Blade Tidwell back to the mound. 86 pitches through his first 6 innings on the bump tonight. Fans, join us in a galaxy not so far away. On Saturday, August 12th, for Star Wars night with your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether you're a Jedi Master or a Padawan, you want to get here early because the first 1,500 fans in attendance will receive an out-of-this-world jersey. Plus, there are post-game fireworks and a special ticket package featuring a Chewbacca fur cap. Yeah, you heard that right. For tickets or more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com/Star Wars. Richardson, Sanchez, Torrealba, the 3-2 up for Hudson Valley in the 7th. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question. This week in 1939, July 18th to be exact, the Boston Red Sox traded this future Hall of Famer, who is in their minor league system, to the Brooklyn Dodgers. Who was he? Well, those of you who have come out to Maimonides Park, you've seen him displayed in bronze every time you come to the ballpark, as it's he who has his arm around the shoulders of Jackie Robinson. That statue in front of the ballpark is Richardson. First pitch swinging, deep to left, backtrack wall, goodbye. Way out of here, Grant Richardson. A first pitch assault on the opening toss of the seventh inning. And Hudson Valley's on the board. It's 4-1. .105 off the bat, 401 feet out to left center field. Ninth home run, 27th RBI for Richardson. And the Renegades back within three. Now El Denny Sanchez. The pitch misses up and in from Tidwell. And the count 1-0. Sanchez a ground out and a strikeout tonight. Action beginning to brew in Brooklyn's left field bullpen. It is the southpaw Quinn Brody. 1-0. Way outside with a heater. And it's two balls and no strikes as Parada out to try and calm down the right-hander. Overthrowing it tad after the home run by Richardson. Well, we did have a couple of correct answers tonight. Of course, the Wolf, David Pecoraro howling in. Robert Anderson chiming in as well. It was Pee-wee Reese who was the man the Red Sox traded in July of 1939. Would have 10 All-Star seasons, even though the first and second were separated by 4 years. Fastball outside, 3-0 now to Sanchez. Did not play in the big leagues in 43, 44, and 45 because he was serving the U.S. military in World War II. And Sanchez steps out of the box but takes a strike. And the count 3-1. Reese played for the Dodgers from 1940 to 58. And Sanchez comes up empty. It's 3-2. Played just 59 games the first year the Dodgers moved to L.A. Pee-wee, of course, Sandy's buddy. Of course, talking about our Cyclone mascots. That's where the Pee-wee comes from. Payoff pitch. Sanchez, a high fly ball to right. In and towards the line is Thomas. And he'll put it away for the first out of the seventh inning. That'll be all for Tidwell tonight. As with Blade at 93 pitches, Chris Newell has entered out of the third base dugout and will make a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. Tidwell, 6 1/3 quality innings tonight, but it'll be up to the Brooklyn bullpen to record the final 8 outs to try and secure a victory. It'll be Eduardo Torrealba against Quinn Brody when we get back. 4-1 Brooklyn with one out in the seventh on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Pitching change brought to you by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. Quinn Brody, first relief arm used today by Chris Newell. Brody, 6'1", 195, 27 years old from Glendale, California. Brody, former outfielder. First full season as a pitcher, making his 18th appearance out of the bullpen for Brooklyn. 1-0, a 2.74 ERA. Eduardo Torrealba, the first man he'll face. 0-2 tonight is Eduardo. And Brody's first pitch fastball clips the inside corner at 91. And the count 0-1. Brody, two saves, 19 hits in 23 innings, 16 walks and 30 Ks. The 0-1 from Q in the dirt. And it's one ball and one strike. Brody pitching for the first time in 4 days. Last threw on Sunday against Greensboro. Retired all five he faced. Struck out one in an inning and two-thirds. The lefty's 1-1. And Torrealba rips it down the right field line. That's trouble. One hop into the corner. Torrealba rounds first on his way to second. Throw in by Thomas, cut off by Smith. It's a double for Eduardo Torrealba. And the Renegades have a man at second and one out. Fourth double of the year for Torrealba. And now it's Luis Santos, who has flied to left and walked tonight. Final line for Tidwell goes 6 1/3 innings. A run on 4 hits, 3 walks, 4 Ks. The only run, the home run to Grant Richardson. Lefty against righty. And the first pitch from Brody. It's a fastball up and away, 1-0. Tidwell, 93 pitches, 55 strikes tonight. Leaves the pitcher of record on the winning side. 1-0. And Santos off the hands. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Brooklyn 4, Hudson Valley 1. And it's second, one out in the bottom of the seventh. Brody offers. A slider clips the outside corner. And the lefty ahead, 1-2. Brooklyn tonight, road grays with navy sleeves. BKLYN and Old English navy lettering arched across the chest. 1-2. Inside, just missed the inside corner. Santos hopscotching out of the way. And it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Navy piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Long sleeves for Brody and matching navy. The 2-2 inside nearly hits Santos in the leg. And from 1-2 to 3-2. With a potential tying run on deck in the form of Spencer Jones. Navy numerals front and back with a powder blue border. Brody has those gray pants all the way down below his ankles. Navy piping along the side. The payoff pitch. And this line towards the third base seats. And it remains at 3-2. Navy cap, navy bill for Brooklyn tonight. Powder blue interlocking BC logo on the front. The payoff pitch, outside ball 4, and the tying run will come to the plate. So a double and a walk issued by Brody. And now Jones to the dish as the tying run. Jones has homer in each of the first 2 games of this series, including a game-tying home run in the 6th inning yesterday off Joshua Corneli. Center fielder number Brooklyn's bullpen going to get ready down the line once again. Is this the last batter Brody needs to face in order for Brooklyn to be allowed to make a pitching change? Although the throwing has quite literally just started. Dylan Hall loosening down the left field line. Jones 0 for 2 with a walk tonight. Grounded out to the pitcher his last time. Brody a look towards second. And the first pitch to Jones ripped foul. Off the facing of the first base dugout, it's 0-1. Torrealba at second, Santos at first. Runners go, the breaking ball cut on and missed. Throw down at second by Parada, the tag. They got him! Santos can't believe it. Popped up, ripped the helmet off his head. So no stolen base of third for Torrealba. I honestly thought Santos was safe at second base to the naked eye. A chorus of boos here from Heritage Financial Park. But a great throw by Parada and decision to throw down to second as opposed to third. Gets it done, and it does look like Santos got the left hand in there. And it's now 0-2 on Jones. And a caught stealing at second base. 2-6. The 0-2 from Q. Slider line into left field. Base hit. Torrealba scores. It's an RBI single for Spencer Jones. As an RBI in each of the three games of this series, his 44th RBI of the year. And Brooklyn's four-run lead cut in half. It's 4-2. So now Alexander Vargas at the plate as the tying run. 0 for 3 tonight. Ground out to short his last time. As Brody misses low for ball one. Two runs on three hits for the Renegades here in the seventh. A home run by Richardson, a single by Jones, the 1-0. And Vargas is swinging bunt up the first baseline, foul. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Brooklyn will have 2, 3, and 4 due up in the eighth. Parada, Lugo, and Consuegra. At the letters, the 1-1. This pulled on the ground, foul. By a matter of inches down the third base line, the third base coach, Rob Benjamin, seems to disagree with the call. Was very close to the third base bag. Whether or not it stayed fair, could not tell. But Brooklyn gets the benefit of the doubt in the count 1-2. Vargas out in front for sure. And yeah, with that angle, really hard to tell. Benjamin motioning fair. Gill was motioning foul. Where's Carlton Fisk? One on, two out, two in for Hudson Valley. Brody's 1-2. Fastball high. And it evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Third baseman Gill playing towards the line. The 2-2. And another foul ball towards the third base dugout off the railing and into the seats. And it's still at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Community has cooled down quite a bit here in Hudson Valley. Right now, 77 degrees in Wappingers Falls. The 2-2, high again, full count. Now with a right-handed batter and Augustine Ramirez on deck, have to imagine this will be Brody's final batter of the inning. Jones will be off on the pitch with a 3-2 count and two out. The payoff offering. Swing and a miss. Chase the slider in by his shins. That was one of the gnarliest pitches we've seen from Brody all year. Filthy break in on the switch hitter batting from the right-hand side. And a huge strikeout keeps Brooklyn in front after seven. But the Renegades pick up two runs on three hits. And one man left. To the eighth we go. 4-2 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This pitching change brought to you by Vical Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to VicalAutoMall.com. Bailey Dees from my alma mater, Penn State, coming on to pitch here in the top of the eighth inning. Dees 6'8", 250, 24 years old from Charlotte, North Carolina, 18th round pick 2 years ago in 2021. We'll face 2, 3, and 4 in the Brooklyn lineup. Parada, Lugo, and Consuegra. Parada 0 for 2 tonight with a sacrifice fly in Brooklyn's 4 on third. Ground out to third his last trip. Righty-righty matchup. And Dees first offering to Parada in for strike one. Dees making his 25th appearance. 1-1, a 1.93 ERA with 4 saves. 19 hits and 37 in the third innings. The 0-1. Parada can't hold up on the slider. It is 0-2. 14 walks, 57 strikeouts. So a strikeout rate of 39% and a walk rate of under 10. Dees sets down by the belt. His 0-2 to Parada. High, and it's a ball and two strikes. Dees' last 13 appearances has a .42 ERA, just one earned run in his last 21 in the third innings. The 1-2 just outside, and it's even at two balls and two strikes. Final line for Mason Vineyard goes 2 1/3 innings. No runs, a hit, a walk, two strikeouts. A wild pitch, 38 pitches, and 21 strikes. The 2-2, Parada swings and misses, strike three. Got him on the off speed, up and in. And D strikes out the first batter he faces. One out in the top half of the eighth inning. Now it's William Lugo, 1-for-3 with an RBI single tonight. Ground out to third is last time up in the sixth. Take a look around Major League Baseball on this Thursday night. Lifts and fires. And Lugo looks at a fastball, 93, bottom of the zone. Called strike, going one. Braves beat the Diamondbacks this afternoon, 7-5. 4 home runs for Atlanta. 2 of them from Matt Olson, now has 32 on the year. The 0-1. This pulled foul into the third base dugout. Lugo behind, no balls and two strikes. Orlando Arcia, Austin Riley adding the other. Dominic Canzone, first big league homer for Arizona. Emmanuel Rivera, Corbin Carroll went deep as well. The 0-2, Lugo fights it in the air, right center field, coming on to his right, Sanchez, and reaches out away from his body to make the grab. Two out in the eighth. Stanley Consuegra, 1-for-3, has the most recent Brooklyn base hit with an infield single in the sixth. Reds a 5-1 winner this afternoon over the Giants. Luke Maley, a two-run home run, is fourth of the year. First pitch from Dees, and this ripped down the left field line. Foul by the Brooklyn bullpen, his body scattered. 103 miles an hour off the bat for Stanley. It's 0-1. Former Cyclone Wilmer Flores, a home run for the Giants. Andrew Abbott, 8 shutout, 1-hit innings. For the Reds today, a 2.1 ERA for the Cincinnati rookie. The 0-1. And Swagger tried to check his swing, did not go on appeal, says Melton. More boos from the hometown crowd. It's even at a ball and a strike. And certainly looked like Consuegra went on a quick glance from the video monitor. The 1-1. Ground ball back up the middle and through in his center field, a base hit. Back-to-back multi-hit games for Consuegra. And the Cyclones, a two-out single. Brings up DeAndre Smith, who's 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts tonight. This is going to be a tough fall for the electors in the NL Rookie of the Year race. It is a four-man behemoth race right now. First pitch to DeAndre at the letters for strike one. You got Corbin Carroll, the Diamondbacks. The Reds have Andrew Abbott, Matt McClain, and Ellie De La Cruz. So it's a five-man race. And then you can't forget former Cyclone Francisco Alvarez. Runner goes, swing and a miss by Smith. Throw down by Ramirez. In time to get him. They rule Consuegra out at second. And I'm not so sure. That isn't the second missed call by Elliot Melton at second base in the last 2.5 innings. Take a look at the replay. And, oh, man, that was bang, bang. Hard to nail Melton on that one. Did look like Consuegra got his hand in, but a matter of inches. For Brooklyn, no runs, a hit. Nobody left at the end of 7.5. It is 4-2 Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Quinn Brody staying on to start the bottom of the eighth inning. Ramirez, Familia, Henson. 3-4 and 5 due up for Hudson Valley. Brooklyn, 4 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They have left 3. Hudson Valley, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They have left 6. Augustin Ramirez, 2-for-3 tonight. Fly to right his last time. Has also singled and doubled. Brody gave up a run. Two hits. Hit two-thirds of an inning in the seventh. Lefty against the righty hitter. And the first pitch slider on the outside corner. And Ramirez behind 0-1. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Lefties 0-1. Slider, hammer, deep left field. Forget that. Way, way out of here. Over by the new addition to the stadium that are still under construction. Augustin Ramirez is now a triple short of the cycle here on this Thursday night. Third home run with the Renegades, his 11th RBI. And a four-run Brooklyn lead is down to one. It's 4-3. 101.8 off the bat, 401 feet. And now it is a one-run game. He got all of that, baby. Now Christopher Familia, the lefty batter. And the first pitch slider in for a strike. It is 0-1. So a pair of home runs in as many innings for Hudson Valley. Fourth home run given up by Brody in Brooklyn this year. The 0-1. And this one hammered deep to right, but this time Familia out in front. And it's out of play by the Renegade bullpen. It's 0-2. The letter is the 0-2. And that's a line drive. Caught off the turf on a bounce by Estep on a lunge to his left. And takes it to the bag himself for the first out of the eighth inning. Another hard hit ball from Hudson Valley against Brody. But a beautiful defensive play by Estep towards the line. One out in the eighth for Spencer Henson. Action still down the line for Brooklyn. That appears to be Dylan Hall still. Henson 1-for-3 with a double tonight. Struck out his last time. Lefty offers. And Brody misses down and in. 1-0. Continuing our look around the majors tonight. Not much left to update you on. 1-0. There's a strike, Anthony's. Another slide piece. It's 1-1. Phillies fell at home to the Brewers today 4-0, a two-hit shutout from Corbin Burns and Abner Uribe. 1-1 in the dirt. Two balls and one strike. Christian Yelich, a three-run homer, is 14th. Corbin Burns, eight innings, two hits, no runs, struck out 10 for his ninth win of the year. Brody's 2-1. Swing and a miss. Tied Henson up inside. And it's even at 2-2. Blue Jays shut out the Padres 4-0. Chris Bassitt, Tim Mesa, Eric Swanson, Jordan Romano on a six-hit shutout. The 2-2. Slider just off the outside corner. And the count full. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Alejandro Kirk with home runs for Toronto. 15th and 4th, respectively. The payoff pitch. High ball 4, and the tying run is on. Second walk allowed by Brody. And now here is Grant Richardson representing the game's go-ahead run. Richardson started the offensive onslaught for Hudson Valley in the seventh, led off the inning with a home run against Blade Tidwell. Has also walked and struck out tonight. The lefty deals, and the slider taken high, and the count 1-0. Mentioned the White Sox beat the Mets today 6-2. Omar Narvaez, his first home run as a Met. 1-0. Fastball in for a strike. And it's even at 1-1. Jose Quintana took the loss, but two runs over five innings in his Mets debut. Runner goes, the 1-1 low. Throw down by Parada. The tag by Lugo. Got him again! Henson irate, shouting at the base umpire, Elliot Melton. Hudson Valley wasn't happy with the call last inning on the double steal when Torre Alba and Santos went. And Santos was called out on the back end. The first base coach for Hudson Valley now giving Melton a hard time. That's Derek Woodley. And a big out number two on a strong throw by Kevin Parada. The offering. And Richardson takes outside. Did not go on appeal. The count now, I believe, it's either 2-1 or 3-1. It is indeed 3-1. The lefty offers. Swing and a miss. Richardson out in front. And the count full 3-2. Tigers, a 3-0 win over the Royals. Michael Lorenzen. Tyler Holton. Jason Foley combining on a four-hit shutout. The pitch, and Richardson dribbles it behind the plate. It remains 3-2. Lefty fires, up and in, ball four, and the tying run is on again. Third walk allowed by Brody. And now Aldenny Sanchez to the plate as the go-ahead run. And that will be the end of the day for Quinn Brody. Newell stuck with a veteran southpaw as long as he could. But with the go-ahead run at the plate once again, it'll be up to Dylan Hall to try and get the Cyclones into the ninth, still in front. Brooklyn 4, Hudson Valley 3. One on, two out in the eighth. Hall against Sanchez, and we come back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Dylan Hall takes over on the mound. This pitching change brought to you by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. Hall 6'5", 210, 25 years old. Righty's first pitch to Sanchez is taken low for ball one. Hall from Stafford, Virginia, making his second appearance back in Brooklyn after rejoining the team after the All-Star break. Works from the third base side of the mound. 1-0 up and in. And it's two balls and no strikes. Hall picked up the save on Saturday against Greensboro in his return. Walk two, struck out one, 25 pitches, 13 strikes. At a 3.04 ERA in 19 appearances at AA Binghamton, as Sanchez drops to a knee, can't hit the off speed. It is 2-1. Overall, a 2.61 ERA this year in 22 outings between AA, AAA, and High A. One on, two out, one in for Hudson Valley. The 2-1 pitch, breaking ball outside for ball three. All fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. Undrafted free agent signee by the Mets in June of 2020 out of the University of Central Oklahoma. The 3-1, swing and a miss. Changeup down. And the count runs full 3-2. That'll release Richardson from first base with two out. Brooklyn will have 5, 6, and 7 due up in the ninth. Smith, Estep, and Gill. Throw back to first, and Richardson dives back safely. Hall, three relief outings at AA against Yankees affiliate Somerset. And through seven shutout innings. The payoff. On the inside corner, strike three called. Sanchez thought he had ball four. Flips the bat as he walks back to the first base dugout. So between the caught stealing at second of Henson and the strikeout looking as Sanchez certainly looked low and in. Renegades less than pleased with the umpiring in the last few innings. But Brooklyn will take it for as long as they can. One run, one hit, one left to the end of eight. 4-3 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids aged 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bailey Dees out for his second inning of relief. Smith, Estep, and Gill trying to give the Cyclones some insurance before the bottom of the ninth. Brooklyn a 4-3 lead. DeAndre Smith was at the plate when Consuegra was caught stealing to end the eighth. And the first pitch to DeAndre waved at and missed. And the count 0-1. Brooklyn four runs, four hits, no errors. They have left three. Hudson Valley three runs, seven hits, no errors. They have stranded seven tonight. Dees is 0-1, and Smith, a tapper back up towards the mound. Fielded third base side by Dees. Barehand toss in time to get the hustling Smith one out. Thought that was going to be hit too softly for them to get him. What a good strong throw by the long-limbed pitcher. One away in the ninth inning for Chase Estep. Has walked tonight, also stolen a base. Struck out his last trip in the sixth. Wrapping up our look around the majors tonight. First pitch to Chase. Sweeps on over the plate. Backdoor breaking ball, it's 0-1. Matt Mariners shut out the Twins today by a final of 5-0. The 0-1, Estep charges one right center field. Over to his left, Jones. And he'll make the grab for the second out. Estep just missed barreling it up, caught it off the end of the bat. Two out of the ninth for Mateo Gill. A couple of walks and a strikeout. It's also scored a run. Seattle, a 5-0 win at home over the Twins. Teoscar Hernandez, Mike Ford with home runs. 16th and 10th, respectively. George Kirby, Matt Brash, former Cyclone Paul Sewald, combining on the five-hit shutout. It's time called for a reset of the pitch clock. Orioles beat the Rays in 10 tonight in Tampa, 4-3. Go-ahead sack fly from Colton Cowser in the top of the 10th. As Gill takes down and away, it is 1-0. The Orioles remaining on top of Tampa Bay for first place in the American League East. 1-0 to Gill. And this popped high in the air left side. Out as the shortstop Vargas into his right, Richardson. He makes the catch to end the inning. So 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn on six pitches. It looks like Paul Gervais going to come on to try and close it out in the bottom of the ninth. Torrealba, Santos, and Jones. 8-9-1 due up. Brooklyn holding on to a one-run 4-3 lead. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. It's the right-hander Paul Gervais, 6'10", 240, 23 years old from Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. We'll try and close it out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Gervais, 24th appearance. 1-2, a 1.23 ERA, that the lowest among South Atlantic League relievers with at least 35 innings and the second lowest in all of minor league baseball. 4-for-5 in saved tries, 16 hits allowed and 36 2/3 innings, 31 walks, 57 strikeouts. Last pitched on Tuesday night through a perfect inning, 11 pitches, 7 strikes with a punch out to close out a 7-4 Cyclones win. Eduardo Torrealba doubled and scored in the seventh. He is 1-for-3 tonight, leads things off. The first pitch is up and in with a fastball, and the count 1-0. Final lines for Brooklyn Relief Farms. Brody an inning and a third. 2 runs, 3 hits, 3 walks, a strikeout. 38 pitches, 22 strikes as Torrealba takes called strike one. Hall, a third of an inning. Struck out the only batter he faced. 6 pitches, 3 strikes. Brooklyn 4, Hudson Valley 3, game 3 of this 6-game series. Gervais sets at the belt. Kicks the 1-1, and Torrealba fouls it back. And the count runs to 1-2. Reminder, folks, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. A look back at today's game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to game four tomorrow night. 1-2. Fastball low at 95. Actually, no, 96. That time from Paulie G. And it evens at 2-2. Righty comes set. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chase the slider down and away. Parada throws down to first to complete the strikeout. And Torrey Alba dispatched for the first out of the ninth inning. A pavement corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Luis Santos has flied out to deep left and walked twice tonight. Was caught stealing back in the seventh. First pitch from Paul. Fastball powered by him at 94. And Gervais ahead 0-1. Gervais, since June the 9th, has allowed just one run in his last 15 innings. At 10 appearances worth of work. Santos, ground ball to short. Backhanded by Lugo to his right. Strong throw to first in time. And the Cyclones are one out away from victory. But for Hudson Valley, couldn't ask for a better player at the plate, as it is Spencer Jones as the tying run. So it'll be an old SEC battle. Gervais out of LSU, Jones out of Vanderbilt. Jones 1-for-3 tonight. An RBI single in the seventh. Walked and was stranded at third in the first. A couple of ground outs in between. Jones has homered in each of the first two games of this series. Led off the series with a home run in the bottom of the first on Tuesday night. Hit a game-tying home run in the sixth inning yesterday. So, Jones against Gervais, power against power. And the first pitch inside, and the count 1-0. Jones, another tall player here for Hudson Valley, 6'7", 240. The 1-0, way inside with a fastball. And it's two balls and no strikes. Alexander Vargas would represent the winning run. He is on deck. A deep breath. The 2-0 pitch. And Jones hammers it deep right field. Back goes Thomas in front of the fence. He leaps. He caught it. Ryland Thomas takes away a potential game-tying home run. And the Cyclones hang on and win it 4-3. Are you kidding me? Ryland Thomas. Paul Gervais with an old-time reaction on the mound. Total disbelief. Even he thought Spencer Jones caught it to tie the game. But Ryland Jones says, give me some of that. Ryland Thomas, that is, says, give me some of that. And the Cyclones win it. Would not have got onto the ballpark. Just barely short enough to stay within it. But nonetheless, an incredible leaping grab by Thomas to win it as the Cyclones hang on. 4-3-year final tonight in Wappingers Falls. We'll take a break and recap this incredible finish when we return. Brooklyn 4, Hudson Valley 3. The happy recap is next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Since 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame has honored those who made a lasting impact on the game. This year, the illustrious careers of Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff are celebrated as they take their place among baseball's immortals and are enshrined with baseball's highest honor, the 2023 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Live coverage begins Sunday at noon Eastern on MLB Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld. Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, that game had a little bit of everything. What a wild finish tonight in Hudson Valley as Ryland Thomas with an incredible leaping grab at the right field fence to take away extra bases from Spencer Jones as the Cyclones hang on to win it by a final of 4-3. They are back at 500 at 43-43 as that game tonight, a thriller. Brooklyn a four-run third, Hudson Valley two in the seventh, one in the eighth, and nearly for Hudson Valley a run in the ninth. But Paul Gervais able to lock it down after a strikeout and a ground out to short. Spencer Jones, the top prospect on this Renegades roster, very nearly taking him deep. On the replay, we saw would not have left the ballpark, but nonetheless would have certainly been a momentum shifter, and with Jones' speed could have probably made it to third if the ball kicked away from Thomas off the fence. But nonetheless, just a absolutely spectacular play. I'm talking with folks. In some ways, Thomas made that catch almost a little bit too routinely. You know, an impressive play by the youngster in just his third or fourth week right now with the Brooklyn Cyclones, and he has really fit in to the deck beautifully, both offensively and defensively over the last few weeks. So let's take you through the game that was here tonight. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, Blade Tidwell against Zach Messenger at the start. Messenger retired the first six batters in order before running into trouble in the third inning. Mateo Gil walked. He fell behind 0-2, but then four straight out of the zone for Messenger walked him. Then walked Cesar Berbessi on four pitches. After Ryland Thomas singled to right, a wild pitch brought in Gil made it 1-0. Then Alex Ramirez was hit by a pitch that loaded the bases. Kevin Parada, a sac fly to center, made it 2-0. And then William Lugo, an RBI single to left after another wild pitch, made it 3-0. Lugo's RBI single gave the Cyclones a 4-0 lead. But from that point onward, Brooklyn would only get one more runner to third base. That was when Mateo Gil walked in the seventh inning. Hudson Valley was scoreless until the seventh. Grant Richardson hammered the first pitch of the inning from Blade Tidwell out to left center. His ninth home run of the year made it a 4-1 ball game. After a fly out to right, Quinn Brody came on. Eduardo Torrealba doubled. Luis Santos walked. And with Spencer Jones at the plate, a double steal attempt, Torrealba was safe at third, but Santos was caught stealing second base on a questionable call for the second out. Jones then singled to left, made it 4-2, but Vargas struck out to end the inning. In the eighth, on the second pitch of the frame from Brody, Augustine Ramirez clanged one out to left. His third since coming over to Hudson Valley, made it 4-3. After Familia grounded out to first, Spencer Henson walked. Then he was caught stealing, which he disagreed with. Then Grant Richardson walked. Out went Brody. In came Dylan Hall. Struck out Aldenny Sanchez on a 3-2 pitch to keep it a 4-3 game after Brooklyn went in order in the top of the ninth. First two outs, pretty mundane for Gervais. A strikeout of Torrey Alba. A ground out to short from Santos. But after falling behind Jones 2-0, Spencer turned on one down the right field line. And Ryland Thomas, an incredible leaping grab at the fence, took away extra bases and gave the Cyclones a 4-3 victory. Winning pitcher, Blade Tidwell. Now 7-3 on the year. Started 0-3, has won seven straight decisions. One run on four hits in 6 1/3 innings. Three walks, four strikeouts. A 1.7 ERA for Blade in his last 11 starts, dating back to May the 17th here in Hudson Valley. Paul Gervais' fifth save. One perfect inning, struck out one. Losing pitcher Zach Messenger, he drops to 1-8. Four runs, all earned on two hits in 4 2/3 innings, three walks, and six Ks. Final line score tonight, Brooklyn four runs, four hits, no errors, they left three. Hudson Valley three runs, seven hits, no errors, they left seven. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 41 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,067 at Heritage Financial Park. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard before we say so long this evening. Wilmington knocks off Greensboro by a final of 3-2. As we now run into technical difficulties. Well, at least the internet waited until after the game was over to give us a hard time. Wilmington beat Greensboro 3-2 tonight at Frawley Stadium. Top of the ninth in Winston-Salem. It is a football score in North Carolina. Winston-Salem 13, Jersey Shore 11 in that ball game that has only featured three home runs, but has it endured 10 walks and two hit batters. Aberdeen defeats Bowling Green 5-2. Maxwell Costas a go-ahead three-run homer in the fourth. So Brooklyn stays a half game ahead going into Friday. Rome and Hickory, Greenville and Asheville both rained out. They'll play doubleheaders tomorrow starting at 5. Take a look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard on this Thursday. Mets fall to the White Sox this afternoon 6-2. Omar Narvaez, his first home run as a Met. Triple-A Syracuse beats Buffalo. Blue Jays Farm Club 8-6. Buffalo rallied to tie it in the top of the ninth, but Rafael Ortega, a walk-off two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth inning. Double-A Binghamton beats Erie 8-6 tonight. Augustine Ruiz, a three-run home run, his 10th. Wilkin Ramos making his double-A debut, worked a scoreless inning, picked up his first double-A victory. Great to see. Congratulations to Wilkin. Single-A St. Lucie won game one of their doubleheader 7-6 over Palm Beach. Three homers today. Jose Hernandez, Jeffrey De Los Santos, Jake Reamer all went deep. Sam Coonrod, a scoreless inning of relief in a rehab start. Game two was postponed. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow starting at noon. Dominican Summer League, Mets blue fall at home to the Yankees 7-6-9. Mets orange lose on the road to the Rays 10-5. And the Florida Complex League Mets rained out in West Palm against the Nationals. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. Major League Baseball, before we say so long tonight, Braves over the Diamondbacks 7-5, Reds over the Giants 5-1, Brewers shut out the Phillies 4-0, Blue Jays blank the Padres 4-0, Tigers a 3-0 victory in Kansas City over the Royals, Mariners 5 and the Twins 0, Orioles outlast the Rays in 10-4-3, Cardinals leading the Cubs 7-1, bottom of the sixth inning at Wrigley. Jordan Walker, Paul DeJong with home runs for St. Louis tonight. And bottom of the second in Oakland, the A's won and the Astros nothing. Hobie Harris against J.P. France. Our series continues tomorrow night. Our coverage hits the airwaves 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:50 Eastern Time, leading up to the 7:05 scheduled first pitch. Jordani Ventura, the Mets' number 22 prospect, according to Baseball America, will make his second start, no record, and a spotless ERA. He'll go against the lefty Brock Selvidge, added to the roster on Tuesday from Single-A Tampa. He'll make his High A and Renegade debut tomorrow night. Again, coverage starting at 6:50, 15 minutes prior to the 7:05 scheduled first pitch. That'll do it for us tonight as the Cyclones hang on and knock off Hudson Valley by a final of 4-3. For everyone with our ownership group at the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, including my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from downstate New York. Again, your final score, Brooklyn 4 and Hudson Valley 3. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night for Game 4 as Brooklyn tries to earn, at the very least, a series split. But until then, I'm Justin Rock saying so long and good night from Wappingers Falls, New York.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.